Bonjour, Francophones and Francophiles. Welcome to French Pod, where we teach you how to speak French, where we teach you how to walk the walk and talk the talk that you learn in your textbooks at school and how people really speak in French. Right, Amaury?
That's right.
I'm your host, Erica, and this is my co-host,
Amaury.
Hi, everyone.
Today, we have a newbie lesson. What's the title of today's lesson?
Bad movie.
Bad movie.
I love going to the movies, Erica.
Except when it's a bad movie.
Yeah, right. There's nothing more annoying.
Well, we're going to learn how to express your feelings when you see a bad movie today.
Yeah.
We're about to listen to a dialogue. Let's get right to it. What's the context? Where are we at?
There is a couple in a movie theater.
Mm-hmm, they're watching a movie.
Doesn't seem to be the right one, but...
Probably the movie's not that good. Right. Be guessed from the title of this lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But more stuff's going to happen, so you should stay tuned. Okay, so we're going to listen to the dialogue three times. So what is one of the things we're going to hear in the dialogue?
Qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
What do you think about it? Right. What do you think? Now, that's kind of a long expression, and after the dialogue, we're going to break down and show you all the parts of it. But for now, you should just learn as one expression. What do you think? What do you think about it? Can you say it again?
Qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
Qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
It seems very long and difficult, but we'll see. It's going to be okay.
Okay. Here's the dialogue three times. Don't worry if you don't understand everything, because afterwards, we're going to do a translation and tell you everything that happened. So here we go.
Dialogue. First time.
Qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
Ce film est nul.
Je suis d'accord.
On y va?
Ok.
Dialogue, second time.
J'ai besoin de pouvoir imaginer comment ça va se terminer, c'est tout.
Ne dis pas que tu me lourdes parce que tu n'arrives pas à imaginer la rupture.
Qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
Ce film est nul.
Je suis d'accord.
On y va?
Ok.
Dialogue, third time.
J'ai besoin de pouvoir imaginer comment ça va se terminer, c'est tout.
Ne dis pas que tu me lourdes parce que tu n'arrives pas à imaginer la rupture.
Qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
Ce film est nul.
Je suis d'accord.
On y va?
Ok.
Okay, first let's do the translation.
Qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
What do you think about it?
Qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
What do you think?
Qu'est-ce que tu en penses? Ce film est nul.
This film is really bad.
Ce film est nul.
This movie sucks.
Ce film est nul. Je suis d'accord.
I agree.
Je suis d'accord.
I think so too.
Je suis d'accord. On y va?
Should we go?
On y va?
Let's go.
On y va?
Now, don't worry, sometimes in the translation, we don't always say the exact same thing both times, because that's the language. There's never usually an exact way to say something, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of the general concept. You should be thinking in concepts when you learn languages, I think.
It makes it easier. Know the meaning.
Yeah, focusing too much on word by word, It just makes you go slower. It makes you more confused.
Yeah.
Let's look at it in an easy way. So let's make this first sentence easy. What is it, by the way?
Qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
Okay, so what do you think, or what do you think about that? Now let's look at the parts of it. Let's start at the end. What's the verb?
Pense.
And that's the verb penser, which means to think.
Yeah, that's right.
First of all, let's talk about the you here. What is it?
Tu.
And that's an informal you. There's
yeah.
There's another way to say it. We're not going to talk about it today.
Because as we said at the beginning, it's a couple, so they use tu.
Yeah, they know each other.
Yeah.
So it's not formal. Now, they say you think about it.
Tu en.
Okay, the on, we're going to explain to you in different levels at different times. You don't have to worry about it. For now, just know if you want to say you think about it, you say...
Tu en penses.
Now, what if you want to make it into a question and say, what do you think about it?
Qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
Yeah, qu'est-ce que.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say the whole thing again. Can you say it one more time?
Qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
What do they think?
Ce film est nul.
This movie sucks. Film, that's an easy one. But they say this film...
Ce film.
Ce film.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then we get this word. What is it?
Nul.
Okay, that word's funny. So literally it kind of means null, zero. But when you guys use it, it means like really bad. It's just terrible. It sucks.
That's it. It sucks, as you said.
Right. But it's not vulgar in
no,
French.
No. Not at all, no.
It'd be maybe like saying it's really terrible.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. So it's not vulgar at all.
Okay. So if you want to say this movie is nul.
Ce film est nul.
And the est means is here.
Yeah.
Okay, now this next part, obviously it is pretty bad because they're both in agreement on this one. They concur. Mm-hmm. How do you say I concur?
Je suis d'accord.
I agree. Okay, now this is one expression. Mm-hmm. The verb here really, the expression to say to agree is être d'accord.
That's it, yeah.
Which literally means to be of accord.
Right, yeah.
But it really means agree. So you say I agree.
Je suis d'accord.
Okay, je suis d'accord.
That's right. Very useful expression here.
Especially if you're not a difficult person. If you're difficult, we'll teach you later how to say that you don't agree. Okay, now this last expression is really common.
On y va?
And let's go.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
We're not going to even talk about the elements in it because you should just learn it as one expression.
Mm-hmm. So they both agree and on y va.
And that can mean that can be a question or a statement. Let's go. Should we go? Shall we go? Let's get out of here.
Yeah, it depends on the tone at the end.
Mm-hmm.
On y va?
Well, let's listen to the dialogue 3 more times now.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Je suis d'accord.
Okay.
Dialogue first time.
Alors, j'ai besoin de pouvoir imaginer comment ça va se terminer, c'est tout.
Ne me dis pas ça, tu me lourdes parce que tu n'arrives pas à imaginer la rupture.
Qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
Ce film est nul.
Je suis d'accord.
On y va?
Ok.
Dialogue, second time.
J'ai besoin de pouvoir imaginer comment ça va se terminer, c'est tout.
Ne dis pas ça, tu me lourdes parce que tu n'arrives pas à imaginer la rupture.
Qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
Ce film est nul.
Je suis d'accord.
On y va?
Ok.
Dialogue, third time.
Alors, j'ai besoin de pouvoir imaginer comment ça va se terminer, c'est tout.
Ne dis pas ça, tu me lourdes parce que tu n'arrives pas à imaginer la rupture.
Qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
Ce film est nul.
Je suis d'accord.
On y va?
Ok.
Okay, we're back. So, these people walked out of the movie.
Yeah, has it ever happened to you, Erica?
I feel like it has, and I can't remember what movie it was. Usually what happens is after the movie, I have a discussion with my friends about we should have gone. Have you ever walked out of a movie?
Yeah. More than a couple of times. If I really don't like it, I just walk out.
It might be more common to do that in France because of all the types of movies you might actually be able to see in the theater.
Yeah, people are quite picky with their movies, you know.
Yeah, and also you get all those foreign films that you can see that sometimes are kind of boring. But
yeah,
sometimes
they can
they're
be
really
because,
good.
Yeah, we've got movies from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly Hollywood, French, Europeans.
Foreign, and then you also a lot of times show old movies, especially in Paris. You can go to the theater and see some movie from the 50s in black and white.
Yeah, and I love them.
You could see some obscure movie from some small town in Africa.
They're not the most popular. The most popular are still American movies.
Really?
Let's be honest. Yeah. Sometimes French movies are hit, but most of them they're American. But we've got a choice. We've got a choice in between all these things.
Movies in France are like an art. It's the seventh art is what you call it.
Yeah, we do call it like this. Yeah.
You go to the movies to experience art. It's not as much of a social event as it is for like in America, I wouldn't ever go to the movies by myself probably. But in France, I used to do it all the time.
I'm sure you were not the only one in the...
No, there was all kinds of people by themselves, so
exactly.
I didn't feel weird.
I do it as well.
Yeah.
I do it as well.
Because it's an art form.
Exactly. So you don't need to be a bunch of friends to go to the movies. Yeah. You can just enjoy it on your own.
Yeah, because you can't talk to them anyways.
Yeah, exactly. You're not supposed there to eat popcorns.
All right, so today we learned quite a few things. We learned how to say it sucks.
Nul.
And we learned to say, what do you think about it?
Qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
And I agree.
Je suis d'accord.
Now, if you have any questions about these things, come to frenchpod.com and ask us. We'll be happy to help you because we're your teachers outside the podcast too, to support you whenever you need something. You're not alone. We want you to succeed. So for now, we should go. What do you think?
On y va.